Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Film Buds podcast. This is episode number 45, and my name is Henry.
I'm Braden.
Hi, I'm Chloe.
And so today, no Cooper. He wanted to be here, but he didn't have a chance to see the film. But he will more than likely be on the next couple of weeks, probably maybe for Solo or something like that. But anyhow, thanks for joining us. And today we are going to be doing Avengers Infinity War, and then we're going to be doing a retro review of X-Men Days of Future Past from 2014, I think, is when it is.
I thought it was further back than that, even.
I will make sure, but something like that.
Oh, no, never mind. I'm thinking First Class. Never mind. Oh. Days of Future Past, yeah, 2014.
Yeah, but then we have a little bit of mail, stuff like that. so all the usual stuff. But how's everybody doing?
Hot.
Yeah.
Tired. Tired and hot.
Yeah.
Hot and tired.
Hot heat, and bothered.
Hot and bothered.
The heat has come suddenly, so.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Really?
I'm not. I loathe heat with a passion.
Oh, I love it. I gotta get my tan on again. I'm looking a little, well, in this room I look okay.
Yeah, I just sunburn, so.
Pretty much I'm the same way. I just...
I've never burnt.
I've got...
Never in your life?
No.
Wow.
I've got pasty white and lobster boil red.
Ugh. Okay. Yeah. Well.
So.
I'm sorry.
I don't...
Lobster
I can't,
boil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a healthy glow.
Your next career is naming the lipstick colors or nail polish or something. No, and I like the long days, because, you know, I'm like an Energizer bunny. It's like an extra 2 hours of doing stuff.
That's true.
Yeah.
Exciting.
I'm more nocturnal. I prefer the early evenings. I prefer the cold weather. I'm a fall-winter guy.
Yeah.
I'm not summer at all.
You're more of a
That's your palate,
animal.
Too.
Hmm?
You know, like I'm a fall person.
Uh-huh.
Color, like, palette-wise. You're probably a summer, and you're probably a winter.
So there you go.
Are you talking about me and my general look and my skin tone, or
the
are you
whole
saying
thing.
Clothing that
It's
I wear,
everything.
Or?
It all goes together.
Okay.
That's like Henry didn't know another, since we're talking millennial girl here,
mm-hmm.
Henry didn't know what spilling the tea is.
I don't. What is spilling
the tea? See, we're not millennial girls.
It's like gossiping, kind of.
Oh.
But it's not, it's like storytelling is how I like to say it.
Okay.
I do it without the malintent.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway.
Great.
Spilling the tea.
Good to know. There you go, listeners.
They all know.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
else knows.
Probably.
Well, now I know.
Yeah. But, yeah, not much going on with me. The only thing I've been doing that's, I guess, is new is I've just been studying for the GRE. Which has been real fun. Spent the last couple of days at Joe Van Gogh for a couple hours studying, which is nice. Actually got a lot done compared to if I'm just studying here, so.
That's good.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, just kind of a busy, stressful
What have you
one.
Learned?
I've just... words.
That's the weird thing about it is you don't actually
yeah,
learn
no, you
anything
already know every,
when
yeah.
you do the GRE. It's
you learn a
just,
process or a system, but it's...
Yeah, you learn how to take the
it.
Test.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you learn. Everything else is mostly just remembering.
Yeah.
So.
But there you go.
There you go.
Anyways, anything else? Or should we just jump into this little review?
I mean, I can't think of anything else.
Yeah.
I never remember anything I do, ever. So
that's fair.
It's true.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I have a terrible short-term memory.
Wow.
I know.
That's not so good. I mean, I would try to discuss something, but I mean, most of my days it's to wake up, go to the theater, sit around, make spreadsheets.
Yeah.
I haven't made a spreadsheet in sixth grade.
Me too.
All I've been doing the past few days is making spreadsheets.
Oh, well.
There you go.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, I do lots of stuff. I just can't remember the order and the particular events that took place. Yeah. I got yelled at the pool again. But
were
like,
you running? Were you running at the pool?
Yeah, I was. Oh, no. Well, yeah, I was.
Was it?
My my physical therapy for my knee is deep water running. Mm-hmm. So I, yeah.
That's running in the pool.
Yeah, I was running in the pool, and I have to wear this stupid little flotation device.
Ooh, you get to wear floaties.
Nice. Yeah. So, first of all the lifeguards think I'm like a freak, and they think I'm going to drown. So they just stare at me, which is very creepy, number one.
A little strange, yeah.
Numero dos, I have to use the handicapped lane. And all the old people side-eye me. They think I'm, like, not in the right place. They're being ageist.
Ageist.
Yeah, they think I'm taking up their handicap space.
Damn them.
And I'm not.
Damn ageist.
Shame. Yeah.
Shame on them. Shame on you.
That's not the most exciting story, though. I'm telling you, I can't remember anything.
Okay. Get out of my pool in, you damn whippersnapper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, I guess let's go ahead and get into this review. What are we doing?
Are you the person who came in and asked if I was working?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
All right.
Is this a crazy Alan?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're one of three. Three males. So I got one. Nice. Check one off. The other two, I don't know who they are. But we'll find out. Was it you?
No. You should take pictures. Next time, take your phone out and take pictures.
Brayden, they didn't come and asking for me to me.
Oh.
They would have been able to see me and I would know who they are, hopefully, if they know my name and my place of
I thought you were work. Saying these are men that came in and were asking you if you... Never mind.
We'll move on. So, we can get into our review of Avengers Infinity War, and we should have a clip, so take a listen.
Tell me his name again.
Thanos. He's a plague, Tony. He invades planets. He takes what he wants. He wipes out half the population. He sent Loki. The attack on New York. That's him.
This is it. What's our timeline?
No telling. He has the power in space stones. That already makes him the strongest creature in the whole universe. If he gets his hands on all six stones, Tony.
So, Avengers Infinity War is directed by Anthony and Joe Russo, and stars just a couple people, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo, Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, Don Cheadle, Benedict Cumberbatch, Tom Holland, Chadwick Boseman, Zoe Saldana, Karen Gillian, Tom Hiddleston, Paul Bettany, Elizabeth Olsen, Anthony Mackie, and that's where the list drops off.
Is it really?
On here, I mean, I can go on and keep
Benicio
reading.
Benicio del Toro.
Josh Brolin, right?
Josh Brolin worked his way in there somehow.
Thanos.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the plot synopsis is, the Avengers and their allies must be willing to sacrifice all in an attempt to defeat the powerful Thanos before his blitz of devastation and ruin puts an end to the universe. So this one has been making rounds around the theaters recently. Has everybody talking? It's tiring me to death.
People got at the shop. People yelled at Henry.
Every other person who comes through Joe Mango asks if we've seen this movie yet.
Yeah, it's so weird. I was just at the drugstore the other day, the pharmacy Rite Aid right around the corner from Joe Mango, Chelsea.
Yeah,
and Crazy Alan's.
Yep.
Were you working?
Crazy Alan's Emporium.
Okay.
Huh?
Were you working?
Out. When?
The other day.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, and the woman who was at the cash register, the cashier, she was talking about it with a customer, I guess she knew, and it was just...
I can't escape it.
I mean, I'll just say flat out, I enjoyed the film. Is it a huge cultural phenomenon? No.
It's essentially becoming the biggest blockbuster of all time.
I don't understand it. They're fun movies.
It's on its way to.
They're fun movies, and they do enjoy viewers. But I mean, I don't know. I find it a bit disappointing that this is what sets the world on fire. This is what, you know, people.
Yeah.
Really. Ooh, let's all talk about Avengers: Infinity War. You know, okay, fun movie.
Yeah.
Is it the best piece of art to come out of Western culture in the last, you know, not even in the last 5 years, probably, let alone the last decade, let alone the last century.
And then before that.
To put it in perspective.
Who weren't even movies,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, well, who wants to start off?
Let Brayden start.
I mean, that's Brayden, my PA. I enjoyed it, but it's just bubblegum. It's pop culture. It's just a popcorn film. That's all it is.
Anything that can pop.
Pop, pop, pop. Snap, crackle,
well,
pop.
Well, Brent, how does this rank up, just to give people a perspective against the other Marvel stuff, or just the other Avengers movies?
It's a tough call. Are you talking about the Avengers, the actual, well, this is, what, the third?
See, yeah. I sounded like a super old person. I have constantly when I'm talking, like an old person from New York, because I'm always like, I've seen three of the Avengers movies. When I mean like Marvel, so like I've seen Black Panther.
Yeah.
And I've seen Thor Ragnarok and one other.
Well, that's the thing, is they are sort of, I mean, there are the Avengers films and then there are the Avengers tie-in films, which are the standalone films for each of the characters.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, I know. It's the MCU. I mean, my in the entire franchise, my two favorite films are still Civil War, in large part because of Daniel Brühl and the villain, and the fact that the villain is not superpowered.
Daniel Brühl's not the villain?
No, he is the villain.
Oh,
villain.
Okay.
And just the fact that he relies on intelligence and psychology to break apart these people.
Yeah, hashtag relatable.
Yeah. And then...
You're not wrong.
I really liked Winter Soldier because... It had more of sort of a spy flick sensibility to it than some of these other things, which were more sort of action-y.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it wasn't sort of James Bond, and it certainly wasn't on par with some of the Le Carre novel adaptations, you know, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, Most Wanted Man, things like that. Right. But it still had more sort of a spy sensibility to it than a lot of the other Marvel films, which are just sort of straightforward action, superhero action films.
Yeah.
And so those two films I really appreciated a lot. Infinity Wars, I will say I think they did a much better job of introducing and integrating these characters to one another and within their storylines than I would have expected. It all felt a lot more organic. It didn't feel sort of like, we gotta force them all, mash them together, and, you know... At the same time, because of that, they had to sort of compartmentalize so many of the little parts of the story, and that there was a lot of jumping around. And I was thinking about this the other day. There was no way that they could have done this well without some complication. Because if they'd introduced, you know, here's the Captain America storyline, and let's follow that, then there would have been severe disruptions, disjunctures in terms of the chronology. And instead they decided to keep everything moving somewhat concurrently, but then you had to constantly jump from one storyline to another to see, you know, okay, it's 12 hours down the road in this storyline. Let's jump to the next one so that we're not too far ahead of where they are.
Right.
So it was a bit disruptive in that sense. And so, again, they could have tried to mash everybody together so everybody was in just one story arc. Or, you know, two story arcs rather than having 5-6 different story arcs going on simultaneously. But then that would have been too difficult in terms of having all the characters
fit on the screen.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it was an undertaking of this size. It gets unwieldy for any number of reasons. So chronology, storylines, character interaction, all that kind of stuff. And I thought they reached a... Not the perfect middle ground, but a workable middle ground.
It's in the comic books that this happens with everybody.
It's
based off the Infinity Wars comic book arc, which is very different. I don't. I never read any of that stuff.
I read about it. Hmm.
That happened. I think that whole thing happened after mine.
I read about it. I read the Wikipedia.
Yeah.
It was useful. There's different motivations that would have made the movie a lot better.
Well said. Yeah.
For the little bit I know.
Yeah.
All I know is that they changed Thanos' motivation.
Which is a big deal because it's fine.
Well, I like his motivation in this more than what was in the original series.
So you know that I love a villain where you can understand where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It just always makes it better.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I think there was some problem solving. He could have some troubleshooting. He could have examined before making this conclusion.
Well, I guess I should say maybe
that's spoiler free.
Let's yeah, well, I know, but let's do a little non-spoiler discussion. Then we can do bunch of spoiler stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can go on. I was just saying that's in case people were wondering.
That was literally, that's all the information I have, period, on any of it.
Great. Well, you can head home.
Thanks for telling me in. Bye bye.
Well, I'll chime in here. So, I mean, I mean, if we talk about endlessly about Marvel on here, and there's, I like the majority of the films. You know, there's not one I hate or anywhere close to that.
Yeah.
And with this, we were kind of talking about it last week. I was worried that there would just be too much going on and it wouldn't actually be telling a true story as much as just being a conclusion-based product. Like, mm-hmm. just kind of having everything together, that's the point. Which I know a lot of people say, no, the point is to have everybody together, have all the action. That's what the movie is. Well, if you're not, like, invested in, you know, wholeheartedly in these characters.
Like me. Which, I could name three of them.
Yeah, which, I mean, I can understand.
Maybe four.
Yeah.
I know all the actors.
Yeah, which I could understand if this was, like, a niche show. That you're like, oh, well, only the fans really need to know about that. But this is essentially becoming the biggest movie of, by far, of the year, and probably one of the biggest ones of all time, and so it's clearly a mass market product. But if you don't care about just having Star-Lord and, you know, Captain America on screen together, there's not much else offered. It's just very. It feels like it's just here. How can we get everything to this point so that way we can move on to the next movie? Which clearly, a lot of people are loving just having, let's have Thor and this other character from this other part of the universe fight. But otherwise, there's so little to latch onto. I'd say even emotionally, there's not much going on aside from maybe the end, which again feels completely irrelevant because of, you know, anyone who follows these movies at all knows what else is coming up next few years. And it's like, this person is just going to be in another movie in 6 months. And mm-hmm. so it makes those, all the deaths near the end so much less impactful than, let's say, something like Logan.
Spoiler much.
Well, people know they
Brayden's never gotten to say it.
Yeah. But like, you know, it's, I felt the same way if right before Logan came out, they said, oh, and Hugh Jackman's going to be in the next X-Men movie.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. So this death doesn't really make that big of a, shouldn't have that big of an impact, because we're just going to see him again.
I thought Wolverine was a prequel. No, it wasn't.
We'll just move on.
Okay.
but I, and even just from more of a, just, I guess,
oh my God, that scared me so bad.
Just technical merits. I didn't even think a lot of the actors felt invested. I felt like Mark Ruffalo is not good in this. Is my mother here?
Yeah, and it was terrifying.
Oh, good Jesus. sorry.
Brayden was unfazed.
I was wondering, I thought it was like the UPS guy or something. But I hope that's her. But,
yeah, that's her.
but I found it to be so, having no true substance aside from, again, just having this point of, let's have everyone together. And that's not that interesting to people who aren't like, these are my favorite characters, I love seeing them all together. And if that works for you, then great. But otherwise, it's so bloated and long. It's the action, I'd say even...
It was very long.
Yeah, it's 2 hours, almost 2 hours and 40 minutes. And also, if it's called...
Chamber of Secrets.
It's called Infinity War. And the action is not even that good. Aside from maybe the end sequence. Other than that, it just feels like every other kind of normal Marvel movie to me. And I mean, also overall, I've just been saying bad things. Overall, I liked it. I didn't love it. this isn't a one-star movie or something, but it just felt, it was so much less impactful than I think even a simple movie like Logan or, you know, I don't know, The Dark Knight or something feels. But yeah, that's how I felt. So it's not my favorite.
Well, the two films that you named are very different in terms of the I don't want to say emotion, but the sensibilities that they were trying to evoke.
I agree.
Where Wolverine, I mean, it jumped on the bandwagon. Granted, it did it extremely well, but it jumped on the bandwagon that I think Deadpool, to a certain extent, sort of blazed, which is, you know, if we've got guys with superpowers, there's going to be blood, so why try to sanitize this?
Mm-hmm.
Wolverine just went in wholeheartedly, you know, guns blazing, mm-hmm. if you forgive the pun, to this...
I don't even get it.
Well, it's supposed to be...
I get it, Brayden, I get it.
Anyhow, you know, Dark Knight obviously was more sort of realism, noirish realism type stuff than what Marvel's trying to go for with these films, which obviously is more sort of comic booky, fun, pleasant. I mean, the worst it gets is they drop the S word a few times. That's it.
I had to step out.
My ears are burning. Oh. Where was I going with this? I don't know. I mean, it's
that's
just...
That's how I feel about the movie.
Well, I mean, I'll say... So, the emotion, yes, but it's just in terms of... And also, well, for one thing, the characters that they kill off, like, the few that they kill off just feel so almost like a cash motivation. Like, the side characters who...
Except for some.
Seems like they're going to die... You're just like, why would we care that much about it? Anyone who's not like, this is like, you know, my favorite thing of all time. Like, they feel so unimportant. Though we've spent maybe 30 minutes total with, in some cases, across these few movies. And I'm like, okay, he's dead now. And it feels like it doesn't have nearly as much, as high stakes as it thinks it does. Which is one of the issues I had with Civil War.
Yeah.
It's called Civil War.
Always says, who's the war between?
All the different people. Or
the two factions, so it's not about the Captain America war? And the Iron Man faction.
It's a civil war between the Marvel, like the heroes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even in that, it's like, we know Captain America and Iron Man are going to be in Avengers 3. It's like, so what are they really learning?
Well, I mean, you know what the end product is. I mean... But it's a question. It's the question of how you get to that point. It's not the destination; it's the journey.
I agree, but it's like I don't see what they're learning from one film to the next in terms of these stakes that it's trying to build up. It feels kind of trivial at times. At least I personally felt that way. But
I can't say you're wrong.
Yeah,
I just don't feel that that's really relevant to the film.
Well, in terms of me being invested in these all these different characters.
Well, I mean, that's the point. Is it's one of those things? I go in, I watch the film, I walk out of the theater.
Like, why are people gasping? Like, I have people gasping,
sobbing,
and in my theater.
I don't know.
You know, it's just it's stuff like that. Like, what am I?
I don't understand it. What am I don't. Missing? I don't function. I don't function that way.
Brayden has no feelings.
Yeah.
I am dead inside.
Yeah.
I am a robot.
Yeah.
I am an automaton. No, I mean, films like this, any kind of emotive aspect of it, it's so crass and so blatantly, you know, oh my God, death, you know, I mean, I don't care. I mean, they're very obviously fictional characters.
Right.
It's hard to relate to these people who are superpowers and running around the cosmos. And so
right.
I'm not going to be emotionally invested. How anybody can be emotionally invested is frankly, I don't get it. If they do, that's
but
fine.
YGG. Yeah.
It's fine. It's their life. I personally don't become emotionally invested in these sorts of things because it's so obviously far removed from reality.
Right.
I mean, the things that really, I mean, this goes for all films. As much as I love Blade Runner, I never feel emotionally invested in it. I like it more as sort of an intellectual exercise because I examining the concepts of, you know, in the original Blade Runner, what is humanity? What is the soul? What is existence? And the second one, discussing the concept of agency, voluntarism, free will. Those are fascinating things. But I'm not, I mean, you know, fabricated synthetic humans. And so, I don't, you know, I don't become emotionally invested in films like that. Something like The Master, right? Which I love The Master. Something what? Like The Master. And I'm trying to think of other films along that. I mean, but there have been other films that I become very emotionally invested in because there's a certain resonance. I feel a certain empathy for not necessarily sympathy. You can sympathize with somebody, but without necessarily feeling some sort of connection to them. But some degree of empathy to these characters. Mm-hmm. A Serious Man, the Coen Brothers film, Serious Man.
Oh my gosh!
And just every all the horrible things that guy goes through. And no, have I lived through that? No, but I could easily see myself having to cope with those sorts of situations. Those are real situations. That is reality.
Right.
So why anybody would go into this film and go, I'm so emotionally invested.
Like a girl told me to bring my tissues at Joe Van Gogh a few days ago.
What?
I said, girl, get real.
Yeah, seriously. I'm not, no. No, but,
I mean, a little kind of switching conversation.
Uh-huh.
conversation a little bit. This movie,
a pivot.
It's making it out to seem like it's this bold, dark movie. I don't see what's bold about it.
No,
it's kind of dark. There's not much. The storytelling is aside from it just having everything together is not that bold.
Well, I'll say like it's darker than any of the other Marvel films.
Yeah,
or most of the other any of the other Marvel MCU films.
Yeah,
I will say not Marvel in the extended sense, including the X-Men, because you've got Logan, which obviously is. And that's the interesting thing about it is, well, Logan's not even
dark. We all learned something today.
It's Logan is more sort of hard scrabble, western, gritty, samurai flick, you know,
yeah,
lone wolf against the whatever kind of thing. it's not intentionally trying to be dark. And this one is intentionally trying to be dark. And it's a little darker than some of the other things. And that's one thing which I do appreciate about it. Granted, they have to be dark within the confines of what is acceptable for
chillins.
Like sort of, teenage comic book movie dark, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is really not all that dark.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are some much darker, stranger films out there.
Did you see Netflix? Netflix released that list of, like, the 15 movies people stop most often. People can't get through.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like Raw. Conjuring and then, Raw, the movie you're talking about. Yeah,
what movie?
Raw, you know, that French cannibal movie I talked about
a few years ago. Oh, right.
Yeah. Weird, I guess maybe the ending is a little strange, but... but anyways, I mean, kind of bringing all that together, it's just the biggest issue is, again, the movie feels like, what story is it telling? I don't get, like, you know, we'll be talking about X-Men. That story has all these different characters together, and that feels so much more like it's not just, here, let's have old Xavier and young Xavier together. That's what will please people. It's actually
feeling like for it's... For a purpose.
Yeah, it's tackling real ideas and trying to develop things, whereas this is... Here, that way, everyone will be talking about the ending, and people will be curious about the things going forward. To me, at least. That's how it felt.
What I really enjoyed about this one is the story... The story seems almost secondary, in terms of not compared to the action, even. But the story seems secondary compared to the theme that they are trying to... Which it's very blunt what they're doing with the theme, but again, it's a comic book movie, and the fact that they have a theme at all, and the fact that they actually are able to write different story arcs around this theme, which obviously it's sacrifice, which again, you know, very blunt, and they make it very plain. Here's our theme, and it's almost like, you know, sort of a grade school thing. So the teacher goes to the class, the front of the class, and says, "Your theme for today's extemporaneous essay is, you know, we're all going to be writing on sacrifice today." And you know, and so it is a little simplistic in that sense, but the fact that they do that at all is, again, you know. it's kind of funny. I have to say, you know, a lot of some of the reviews I read sort of hailed this as the great a harbinger of the downfall of cinema or something like that.
Oh my word.
which I don't think.
I won't go that far, but. Wow.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I mean, you know, I grade, maybe I'm, it's just that I'm grading on a curve or something like that. But I mean, I hold these sorts of films to a very different standard than I hold other films. I think that's
fine. Because it's the intention is what's.
And yeah,
what defines the quality of the
I feel thing absolutely
and knows what would, it's doing.
Thank you. I feel absolutely justified in doing that. I mean, it's not. I certainly would not. I mean, any Paul Thomas Anderson film. He's not my favorite director, but any Paul Thomas Anderson film is going to blow a Marvel film out of the water, just in terms of the artistic value of it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not holding these films to the same standard that I do.
Right. Yeah.
Like a Paul Thomas Anderson film. Mm-hmm. Or even a Denis Villeneuve film.
Right.
Right? And Denis Villeneuve makes films, spectacular director. But he makes films that obviously, not that you see that from the box office returns, but makes films that have a certain amount of broad appeal as opposed to like Paul Thomas Anderson films, which have a very niche audience. Somebody's blowing up over here.
I just got a letterbox following.
Blowing up. just but, like Braden's vocabulary.
Even with that said, like, I mean, I'm not this, I don't expect this to be, you know, again, like, you know, Blade Runner or something, but I'd say even just comparing it to a lot of the, even just the other Marvel films, like something like The Winter Soldier, which the Russos also directed, that feels so much more, even the stakes in that feel higher than what's in this and some of the other Marvel and DC movies. I feel like it's,
I'm not defending it, but I will just point out in Captain America.
Which one?
Winter Soldier.
Is that the first one?
No, that's the second of the Captain America ones.
Don't worry
about
it. I watched like 20 minutes of the first one when he changes from real little to normal.
Yeah.
Or big, whatever.
Studly buff guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Ripped Six Pack.
I like Chris Evans. He's cool.
I do too. Yeah, he's a good Captain America.
He is. I think most of the castings for these films have been really good.
Snowpiercer.
Love Snowpiercer. Snowpiercer was good. And then, I liked
Push a lot.
I liked Push too.
I liked Push a lot. Then, I don't know why, but then, I did.
What's that movie where he's...
Silver Surfer?
No.
Any of those horrible, horrible, fantastic... Yeah, he was in the Fantastic Four.
Oh my God.
The original crappy ones with...
People, have you heard
Jessica
this?
Alba.
People are... Okay, so ship can extend past just a relationship, right?
Okay.
But anyway, people... I won't use it. People really, really want John Krasinski and Emily Blunt to be...
To be Captain America and Black Widow?
No. What?
Well, they're about to be, actually. Or,
huh?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No fibbing, yeah.
What are you saying? Krasinski should be...
Jim and Blunt were about to be... two.
Were going to be.
Yeah.
Not are going to
Correct.
Be.
Correct.
No,
Correct.
People want them to be... I don't know their names. The main two. Long Arms and I don't know what she does. Invisigirl or whatever.
Mr. Incredible?
No.
Oh, please don't tell me they're doing another reboot of the freaking Fantastic Four.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah. What are the two people? His name is Reed, right?
Mr. Fantastic.
Reed and Jessica Alba. The point is...
Mr. Fantastic and the Invisible Woman.
Sound it out.
Yeah.
Sound it out.
The point is people really, 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 really
Use
want...
Use your words.
People really want John Krasinski and Emily Blunt to be them.
I'd see that. Yeah.
I really don't want them to ever touch Fantastic Four as a property again. Never, 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 ever, ever, never.
I don't
just let it die.
Who was with Jamie Bell? No. Yeah, Jamie Bell and Kate Mara. And then who were the... And then Miles Teller.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan and, yeah,
Miles Teller. Oh, I blocked it out, you see.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Was he Chris Evans, at least?
I don't know.
Michael B. Jordan was the Chris Evans character.
Okay, I'll take
it. The human torch.
That's not too bad.
But also, in terms of...
Human torch?
Yeah.
What can he do?
He turns into fire.
Yeah, but what do you do with that?
Burn things.
He flies around. He burns things.
He can fly?
I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah, man. You got to check these movies out. Brilliant.
I'm confused.
I don't understand the thermodynamics and physics of it, but something about air burning, combustion, jet engine. I don't know.
You know,
but he flies.
Both my parents firmly believe, well, my mom really believes in spontaneous combustion.
Oh.
And my dad keeps telling her, it's possible, but only because of something. Apparently it's possible to spontaneously combust.
Okay, well, if I ever see somebody walking
she watched Spinal Tap the movie.
Yeah,
she
just burn into flames. If I'll tell her if someone does that at Joe Van Gogh.
Yeah. No, serious. I'll ask my dad.
Your dad's a smart guy. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying, if I see that, I will let him know.
Okay.
I'll send him a tweet. Say, saw guy on fire today, you know?
You'll DM him?
Correct.
Okay.
Anyhow.
No, Brayden forgot DM. It was a test. Oh, no. Okay, sorry, keep going. I had to bring myself back into it before I fell asleep. No worries.
So.
Ooh, should I say what I thought?
I guess.
Okay, the analogy I used to Henry earlier was that I went to this town in Spain called Salamanca to visit my friend Allie, and it's like a small town on the outskirts, so nobody really spoke English at all. And so it was that, plus we went on Easter Sunday, so they were doing this Catholic thing with sheets and all kinds of like weird props. Yeah. And so it was like double I didn't understand anything.
Right.
So I said, I don't speak this language, and I don't understand what's happening anyway.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt about this movie.
Well, I was kind of Cooper's excuse for not being here today. I didn't see Civil War, and then I didn't see Thor Ragnarok, and so I got to see all the movies and catch up before I come in and see it. And no, not really. So he was like, he said he needed to see Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah.
And I said, no, absolutely not.
Bless his heart, you know?
You know, I mean, it's not that Spider-Man Homecoming is a bad film. It's one of the weaker films in the whole MCU. But it's not that it's a bad film. It's just that it's apparently immaterial to this.
Apparently, they wouldn't let Tom Holland read the script outside of what he was
in. I heard that was because the case with most people.
Yeah, they didn't want any. They wanted to minimize the chance damage. Of spoilery. Well,
they didn't let him read stuff. A thing, because apparently he gave too much stuff away from Spider-Man.
Classic Tom.
Oh, what'd I say? Is that his right name? No. Yeah. What I call him?
Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. There's so many. There's so many of them.
And again,
Tom Holland, Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, it's close.
Well, one thing, sorry to jump in here. But, and again, we were talking about, you know, people were saying, well, why would you criticize the movie for having all these characters and all this action? Well, just because that's the intent of the film doesn't mean it's perfectly successful at pulling that off.
Yeah.
At times, there is just too many characters and too much stuff going on in terms of the editing. It's like, what is happening right now? You know? And so I appreciate and admire it for actually being able to have, like, what is it, 24 main characters? 29? 28.
I don't know. That's my guess.
28.
So
she's just making that up. Yeah. We don't really know.
28 characters. You know, not everybody could pull that off, but that's kind of it. They have everybody there, and they have it competently done, but lots of times there's just too much. I'm like, why is everything happening at this moment in the way that it is? And, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do a better job, but it just feels like it's ambitious, but it's kind of ambitious to its own detriment at times.
It's a real Steven Soderbergh of a movie.
Steven, we love you, but...
Stop with the superhero movies.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. But yeah, Chloe, so Chloe...
I was done.
You're done.
I just didn't get a lick of it. What is happening? But it was like a telenovela. That's how I felt. I said, oh my gosh, this person's... What? Yeah. All kinds of... You also can't say anything. I also don't know what's a spoiler, because I don't know what was already known. You know what I mean?
Well, here, we can just do...
One guy looked like Darth Maul.
Well, I guess we can...
Why was Darth Maul there? What was that about?
Well, I guess we can just go ahead and do star ratings and then just do spoiler discussion, which will be at the end of the show.
Yeah.
So, do you want to give star ratings? It's a 3 for me. I'll rewatch it. I'll buy the Blu-ray.
You can go.
Okay. I'll give it 4. I enjoyed it. I thought it was easy. Well, not necessarily easy to follow in terms of story, but I thought the action sequences were easier to follow than, say, Black Panther. And I really enjoyed how they build the film around a theme. And so, again, the story, they said, the story's just going to be too disjointed, too hard to follow. Let's pick a theme. Let's hammer the theme. And I thought that was sort of an interesting way to go about it, rather than, you know, here's the plot. And I'm like, okay, they've got a plot. Thanos destroys the universe.
Agreed.
But, you know, everybody's done that before. What can they do? Oh, let's talk about sacrifice. Let's display sacrifice and what that means for superheroes. Blah, blah, blah. Anyhow, 4 stars. I enjoyed it. Is it the perfect movie? No. I mean, but, you know, if I had an absolute objective rubric, it would probably be more around 3. But in terms of superhero films, it was immensely enjoyable. 4.
Yeah. I mean, I would say I definitely enjoyed the first Avengers more.
The first Avengers was, easier to follow. It had a spectacular sense of humor, which Joss Whedon.
Who doesn't love Joss Whedon?
Who doesn't love
Joss Whedon? What a guy.
There are some people who
He's the bestest.
Joss Whedon and Patton Oswalt, I feel like, should be best friends.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. Okay. I feel like they're about the same height.
Hmm. That's the only thing you need. Yeah. Chloe, how about you?
I give it one of those celebrity tour buses filled with celebrities.
I was going to say you should give it like 27 Salamancas.
Yeah. I like that. 28. One for 28. Each main character.
Oh, okay. 28 Salamancas.
I give it Jennifer Lawrence's Tesla. Oh. Do you know Robert Downey Jr. had them move all of his furniture from his, like, L.A. home to the place he was staying in Atlanta? Like the studio paid for his furniture to get moved. That's my point.
With this $100 billion salary.
Isn't that crazy?
That's goofy.
That's crazy. True crazy.
True cray.
Yeah.
Cray.
Filmed in Georgia, right?
Parts of it were.
Yeah.
I mean, it was filmed internationally. I know there was some stuff in
England, New York.
Yeah. Brazil, blah, blah. I think.
Brazil?
Yeah. Everywhere, man.
Brazil?
Yeah. Brazil.
Yeah, so stay tuned for the spoiler discussion on Infinity War. All right, so I guess we can move on to our retro review of, what's it called? X-Men Days of Future Past from 2014, I think. And we have a clip for that one as well, so take a listen.
Can I help you?
Yeah, what happened to the school?
The school's been shut for years. Are you a parent?
Sure as hell hope not. Who are you?
I'm Hank. Hank McCoy, I look after the house now.
You're Beast? Look at you. Oh, I guess you're a late bloomer.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
So where's the professor?
There's no professor here.
You're pretty strong for a scrawny kid. Come on. Sure there's not a little Beast in there?
No.
Come on, Beast.
He's not here.
Come on, Beastie.
Hey. I said the school's closed. You need to leave.
Not until I see the professor.
There's no professor here. I told you that.
Look, kid. You and I are going to be good friends. You just don't know it yet.
All right, so... X-Men
Days...
makes sense. X-Men Days of Future Past is directed by Bryan Singer. Sorry, I'm bringing up the page.
Stars Ian McKellen, Patty Stew... Fassie,
Patty
Mackie,
Stu,
Peter
Dinklage,
Evan James Peters. McAvoy, Evan Peters. Oh, he's so good in this.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah.
Everyone loves that Quicksilver sequence. Everyone's
favorite. Oh, it's pretty awesome, yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence.
A time in a bottle.
There you go.
And the plot synopsis is the X-Men send Wolverine to the past.
Ellen Page.
In a desperate effort to change history and prevent an event that results in doom for both humans and mutants. So this one...
And robots.
Correct. So I would say... I mean, Logan is my favorite of the X-Men ones, but just in terms of the big X-Men movies, this is by far, I think, the best.
I like First Class.
Really?
I love Rose Byrne.
That's one of my least favorite ones.
You know I love Rose Byrne. And I love the 60s, and I like Kevin Bacon.
Can't go wrong.
First Class is where it's at.
Yes, Raiden. Yeah. First Class.
I love the style. The story was good. It was really cool.
I love the Cold War. It's like a thing with me.
Who does it? Love Cold War.
Yeah.
Mutually assured destruction. You know? Best stuff ever.
Well, you know what I mean.
Anyhow, First Class would be towards the bottom. I don't hate it, but
whatever,
yeah,
Henry.
I think this one is probably one of the most interesting in how the story is set up. And I think all the performances, the writing, it feels so much more...
thought through.
Yeah, and above average for something like this, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Jackman's fantastic. You know, Jennifer Lawrence
always
is very good.
Wow.
And I'd say, and I think Michael Fassbender and James McAvoy, this is probably their best performance in this, in these movies.
Fassavoy.
Correct.
McBender.
Yeah. But I think the villain, like Peter Dinklage, is a great villain.
I like a human villain.
In terms of the ideology.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, and also just the action, we're kind of comparing, or I was talking about the action and Infinity War, the action in this is so much more inspired and interesting.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Yeah.
And see, even just on a smaller scale, too.
I think that's why, really. I think that's a big part of why it's more, better.
Correct, yeah.
Because it's a smaller scale. Like, when they shattered the glass, that's scary, and blah, blah, blah.
And also, like, the train sequence where he lifts up the rails, and, like, that's so much better than anything in Infinity War.
I concur.
You know,
I much prefer the X-Men movies.
Yeah, and me too. And I also really, I think the sequence where Jennifer Lawrence escapes from the barracks is great. And how she's changing and, you know, all the different mutants she encounters. That's really, I really like that.
He's busy, all right. Henry.
I was just curious, yeah.
And then I still like Days of Future Past better. I mean,
No, First Class? First Class?
First Class, I think.
Really?
I can't remember the differences. Oh, the glass thing I mentioned was in First Class.
Because I feel like this is just another crass attempt at, hey, Hugh Jackman's so popular as Wolverine, let's put him in another movie.
Yeah.
What makes the First Class not that, in terms of the characters? I mean, this one, I'd say, just in terms of its how it's put together, feels much more... dynamic and complex and thought out. Where I don't hate First Class. Like it's fine.
I don't know.
First Class is more like the espionage kind of thing.
Jumpy
again.
Time travel films are so
passé.
Yeah.
Blasé.
Not my thing.
I mean they're not my thing either. But when they're done well, I think it's done well in this. In terms of the intercutting,
there was a lot of tension too. I was nervous.
The intercutting
to
between
get Patty Stew out of there.
Yeah, like the inter
all Patty Stew. Yeah. Ooh.
Beam him up.
Yeah, but in terms of the intercutting between the past and the future, and it, in terms of the again we're doing with Infinity War, the stakes of that and how that could affect things felt much more. Emotional and impactful.
Right.
And also the Quicksilver sequence is amazing.
It's also in, like, the actual world.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little more.
And, you know, just the ideas and the characters feel much more well-rounded.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more going on in, like, a good way.
Yeah.
A lot more settled, attention
to... You know, I'm not like, why is there so much happening? It's just, it makes sense for what the story is, for the most part. Not always, but... the Quicksilver sequence is great, and, you know, where he's running around the kitchen.
Everybody loves that.
It's amazing.
Everybody loves that, Brayden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I do too, cool. But that's not one 2-minute segment is not.
Yeah.
But what's the issue with the rest of the film, though?
I don't know why Magneto's gonna kill John F. Kennedy. That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't like stuff like that. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Like, that kind of changing history, I'm fine with that. But I feel like the JFK thing, it gets to the point of, like, just being exploitative.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in this, like, in a vacuum, fine. But it just feels
like
every other day I see something I see about JFK. Like, there's just a new Netflix thing about JFK. I'm just like,
is there?
Well, you've got what? Chappaquiddick coming out soon.
Did you
and
see
then you've got
documentary out?
You've got, the documentary
Michelle
out.
Michelle Wolf had that joke about Chappaquiddick. I said, oh, dang. Did you guys watch her thing on C-SPAN?
I only saw clips of it.
You didn't watch it?
I just saw clips.
Oh, man. People trashed her.
Really?
She didn't do anything wrong. They were like a little. I preferred, the year before, but whatever. But she made a Chappaquiddick joke, and it was like, Okay. Anyway.
And yeah, I mean, I it just, again, it feels like everybody is much more invested in this than, and I feel like it's a lot more memorable than First Class as well.
I disagree.
But like,
I like First Class.
Like, what are a lot of things that you remember from First Class?
I remember everything. Don't like, challenge like me. Okay, you want to go there? Rose Byrne, who's my style icon, in case you're wondering.
She's a good style icon.
Oh my god, she's perfect. Okay, she's in the car with her partner, and she had to change, and she went into the place where it's this party with the government people and the strippers or whatever, and then the door turned, and she's like, oh my god, what the F is happening here? That person just vanished. And then she goes and she meets Xavier, and Xavier's talking, and James McAvoy's talking in the bar to that. He's like, oh, you're a mutant because your eyes are different. He's flirting. And then Mystique is jealous, and she's in the bathroom. I remember everything.
Okay. But also, I'd say, just changing.
She says, I look better like this. And he says, no, you look fine the way you are. The whole thing. And then Rose Byrne meets, she overhears James McAvoy. She's like, you know about mutants? Because I just saw this person disappear. That's how they team up. Blah, blah, blah. Well,
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I'd say just,
James McAvoy gets
aside
shot.
Aside from Rose Byrne, like, I'd say even visually, this movie is much more interesting than First Class. And also the final sequences, like in First Class.
Final sequence in First Class is dope.
It's all right.
On the beach?
Okay. Yeah, it's cool. I like that. The Cuban
yeah,
Missile Crisis.
I like that
was kind of
cool.
It just feels
you're
like there's more. The first one was more impactful. You've got the one cast of characters. They interact with them within themselves. That's what it is. You see their origin story, and they do. Everybody says, "Oh, I'm so tired of origin stories." If origin story is done well, it's interesting to watch.
Like this
and this one was very interesting. You get to see Charles Xavier, how he meets Mystique. The two of them and their childhood growing up together. Mm-hmm. You get to see some of Magneto's backstory, Eric Linshare's backstory, mm-hmm. why he is the way he is, how he was just sort of kicking around, and you get to see an actual the bond, the friendship between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to see, I mean, so you see these characters, and it pulls some of the other mutants that you don't know nearly as well, like Havoc, the guy who shoots the big energy rings, right? And
yeah.
Banshee, the guy who screams. And
are those their names?
Yeah.
Okay. Angel, who's famous now? Is that Luke? No. Who's... Okay. Oh, it's Ben Foster. He, like, doesn't actually have a part, but it happened to be Ben Foster who's famous now. Yeah.
Sure.
For real, I tell you.
What?
Keep going.
Well, I mean, I'd say in future past, there's, I think, the dynamic between Xavier and... What's the guy's name? Magneto is a lot more interesting.
Eric.
And also it deals with his Xavier's...
His handicap, his disability.
Yeah, I feel like that idea is so much more fresh feeling than a lot of the ideas in First Class. Or I don't mean to kind of hit on First Class, but just in terms of the all these other films. Like, that feels a lot more interesting and fascinating to think about, and a feeling of like a real world problem or relatable issue in terms of someone dealing with
me.
These psychological constraints.
Oh, that's fine. I was thinking about the leg thing.
And the leg thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Fair enough.
That's just my two cents.
I don't know.
You know? And I think the stadium being lifted up at the end is fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty great. As well. And just how that whole scene
Brayden doesn't
out.
Remember it. It was pretty
no,
good.
No, I do. I
bring,
remember
bring
it.
Up, you know, taking the bunker, White House bunker, you know, putting it up there. Like, that's feels great.
I'm more of a First Class person.
That's fine.
Yeah,
First Class.
Here.
No judgment.
Then Day of the Future Past. And then Avengers.
Can't even.
I'm ranking.
Can't even tell you how wrong you are.
Huh?
They're not part of the same series.
You can't even talk about
I'm
them.
I'm ranking the movies in order of preference. I'm not...
Oh, I thought you were like... Oh, Brayden, I'm losing it.
I'm all confused. I don't know what's going on. I need an adult.
I'm still confused about Ryan Reynolds in one of the old X-Men movies.
What?
Green Lantern?
No. He
that's
had
not
a weird,
X-Men. That's
he couldn't
DC.
Talk.
Get out of here.
He had like a little mat. He couldn't talk and stuff.
That was in the, was that the first Wolverine film? Yeah. Well, he plays Wade Wilson. Wade Wilson is the mercenary.
That same Deadpool?
Wade Wilson is the mercenary who becomes Deadpool. They treat Wade Wilson in a very different way in this one. He becomes Weapon 11, I think. Okay. Logan Wolverine is,
yes, the same
is Weapon
place,
X.
Like the plant.
Well, Logan Wolverine is supposed to be Weapon X, right? Yeah. He's Weapon 10. Uh-huh. And the whole point to that is you take a mutant and then you graft a bunch of crap into him so it becomes a living weapon. Ooh.
Yeah.
And then Deadpool was not, I don't think Deadpool
like
was ever.
Looks like a melting mummy.
I don't think Deadpool was ever in the Weapon whatever series.
But Ryan Reynolds was in it.
Hmm?
Ryan Reynolds was in it.
Yeah, and he played the same character that he plays in Deadpool, but
very
just what they do.
That's the one issue with these superhero movies is that they're so incestuous.
Yeah.
They like kept like
speaking of which, guess who shows up in the next Deadpool movie? Thanos.
Great. Oh yeah. Like, I thought you were going to say something way weirder than that.
Who's Captain America? Say his name.
Chris Evans.
He was Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds has been in the DC movies.
He was in Green Lantern, which was a horrible piece of garbage.
Yeah, and it's just like repeating.
And then he was.
Seth Rogen. That's
well,
my
he was
question.
Wade Wilson. He never actually showed up as Deadpool, but he was Wade Wilson, who's the character that becomes Deadpool in the Deadpool series.
He couldn't talk.
But yeah, because they did things to his character that never actually happened in the comics, and that caused a whole uproar among comic fanboys. And then. Yeah, now you've got Ryan Reynolds playing the actual Deadpool, the real Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Josh Brolin, who's Thanos, and then also showing up as
Cable. I know something.
In Deadpool 2. it's movie stars, and they just, whatever work they can get, I guess they take, and these films pay stupendously well, so. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Go figure. But this is one of my favorite superhero films, I would say. I think, personally. So, yeah. Yeah.
I always liked the X-Men movies.
I'd say
except for that crap one, Last Stand.
Yeah. Oh, it's directed by Brett Ratner.
The original.
So he's a monster, isn't he?
The original Brian Singer.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's the.
It's nice when things work out like that.
He's the director that got. Cute one that got
Gal Gadot. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's the Gal Gadot guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he made a terrible movie.
Yep, and he's made a bunch of terrible movies.
Yeah.
Hercules with Dwayne Johnson and all these. Other...
What?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Have you seen Young Hercules with Ragaz?
I've seen bits and pieces. Brain's got the Blu-ray.
It's Canadian from like the 90s. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
not up in my...
I'm surprised Ragaz hasn't been a superhero.
Canadian B films from the 90s. Not my
forte.
It
was a TV show.
Then even more so, not familiar with it.
Yeah.
If it was from the 90s, I was too busy watching Xena Warrior Princess, so...
Oh, with the...
Lucy Lawless.
She's great.
What a name.
Yeah.
She was in Parks and Recreation.
She's great.
So
was she?
Yeah.
That's the only reason I know her.
Oh. Yeah, she plays Ron Swanson's girlfriend.
Diane.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All the more reason to watch that.
And she was in Spartacus as well.
You've never...
Well, she plays the main villain in Ash vs. Evil Dead series.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that,
Brayden.
Yeah,
sorry it got canceled, man.
Rip.
It sucks.
It did?
Oh, Brayden, I'm sorry.
I didn't know that.
She wrote a really nice message.
About a week ago, it got canceled.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess
I'll have to go look and see because I thought it was doing well, but
that's what I thought.
I guess not.
Starus is brutal.
I'm sorry we dropped it to you that way.
But they let Spartacus go like 5 seasons.
Yeah,
brutal show.
And the main character died in that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only reason that did well is because lots of TNA.
The actor
I think.
Died.
Yeah,
well, that's sad.
The actor who played played the main character.
Oh my gosh!
But then they kept going.
It's very
it just kept going.
It is, yeah.
Lots of TNA though, that pulls it in.
Lots of what?
TNA.
Am I having a moment?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
Don't worry about it.
It's a crass term for nudity.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
How much we're learning here today.
Yeah.
About the world. But yeah, that's not much else I have to say about that one. Anything else?
Not enough Rose Byrne. More cowbell.
She's an X-Men Apocalypse.
Let's not discuss that one.
I told Henry we should do Apocalypse because it matches up more closely to the plot of the Infinity War.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
I mean, that would make sense to me.
Well, I was figuring in terms of the making it a little bit more different.
It's not the Iron Giant debacle of a month ago, though.
Yeah.
I wanted to do Back to the Future to match up with Ready Player One. We did Iron Giant. Everyone just loves Iron Giant, so there's nothing to say.
Movie. I actually like Back to the Future more than that. But
oh, yeah, who don't?
We'll talk about it at some point.
My dad thought Iron Giant was the same as Iron Man, and he kept trying to tell me he used to read me Iron Man when I was little. I said, definitely did not. And
very
I
said, wrong.
The whole big thing.
Very wrong.
Yeah, very wrong.
Yeah. But, Star Rings? It's 4.5 for me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
3.5 for me.
Yeah, I'll stick with Brayden there.
All right, fair enough.
Maybe a twat.
Well, after that, we don't have a lot to talk about. Not much news.
There is news. I say this every week because every week, I'm like, because you know, I keep up every day, right? And I say, I will remember this for the podcast. And I never remember it. As for mentioned, I don't have a memory, apparently. But Arrested Development's coming back, apparently.
It went away?
Yep, Brayden.
Okay.
I guess we're going to be doing it without George Sr., would be my guess.
Don't know who.
Jeffrey Tambor. You never watched Arrested Development?
No.
What the heck is going on, Brayden? You'd love it.
I don't know.
You gotta watch it, Brayden.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Brayden's a busy guy.
I'm not kidding
you. I got a lot going on.
I'm not joking. You'd love it.
You probably would, actually.
Love it. It's so smart. It's the smartest show. Right. Don't bother with the new ones, though, because they're terrible, but the old ones are so good.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill Cosby got...
Yeah,
whatever.
He got his thing revoked.
He was found guilty of...
Oh, yeah, and he got some award or degree from some school revoked.
Took it away.
Probably all of them.
Temple, maybe. Because I think him and Grandpa went to the same college.
It was a recent one, just like yesterday or the day before. He's done.
And then Amy Schumer had a bunch of backlash for her movie.
I saw that,
Bunch of backlash for her movie.
I Feel Pretty.
I Feel Pretty, yeah. Why is there so much backlash?
Because it's essentially making it out to be like someone can't be pretty with who they are, so they're like kind of having to change themselves. And
mm-hmm. No, she doesn't change it up. She literally gets a head injury and wakes up thinking she's attractive.
Yeah, and it's like, why can't she just be an attractive person? Why does she have to have some, you know, life-altering injury to do that? Yeah. You know, it's a comedy, you know, that's
kind of the point, though, isn't it? Is that in today's...
A woman would need a head injury to
in today's society, for a woman to feel confident in her looks, she has to suffer head trauma.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that the whole point? I mean, one of the podcasts I listen to that deals with politics, they were talking about how so many liberals turn people off because they're so ridiculously sanctimonious, and I think that just points to it. They can't take things at face value. They can't just understand things as a simple notion or construct. They have to be sanctimonious about it. And I don't know. That just sort of points to
that. But I mean, it also just harps on the fact that some people who might be struggling with maybe how they think they look, they're like, oh man, I guess I have to have some crazy thing happened to me to make my to be pretty. It's like, no, I can just be. I think I'm attractive with how I am already. It's like I don't need to have some weird thing happen to me.
It's all confusing. I just would have avoided the movie in its entirety.
Yeah, it just looks like a bad movie, anyways, and I don't want to watch it because it just looks like a bad movie. But yeah.
I heard Will liked it apparently. Yeah.
You hear about the Kanye drama? Can I dig into the Kanye drama since we're in Celeb Corner?
With Trump?
Yeah, it's a whole mess. You know about it?
No.
Okay, can I tell you? Everyone else knows, so I'll go fast.
Yes.
Okay, so Kanye posted a picture of the Make America Great hat, right? And then Trump was like, oh, thanks, Kanye, for showing that people... I don't know. He was appreciative of Kanye wearing the hat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Chance the Rapper, who I'm obsessed with, tweeted something like, black people can be Republicans too. And then Trump, listen. And then Trump was like, thanks, Chance, for like, he was like really jumping on the, you know, trying to pretend he's friends with Chance the Rapper. And then Chance the Rapper literally tweeted and said, that's not what I, like, no thanks, appreciate it. That's not what I meant. I'm saying anyone can be cray cray, right? Yeah. And then John Legend got in on it and was like, he posted their text and he was like, I love you as a friend, but like, I don't know what you're doing, Kanye. But basically, and then Kanye and T.I. had a whole conversation. Basically, it's all publicity and Kanye is a freak and I don't like him.
Yeah, he's a bit...
Miss the old Kanye.
Strange. To quote.
Yeah,
I don't understand... What was his intent of posting a picture of a MAGA hat?
I don't know. He said it made him... And then he said slavery was a choice.
Oh, yeah. That's
the
big one.
Oh, my God.
Get chewed out for you.
So bad. Yeah, he said slavery was a... It's like 400 years. That sounds like a choice to me. Oh, my God. So, really pretty terrible.
Who really knows how a genius is?
And he said he was running for president. So, God help us all.
No, let's just make The Rock. Even though I don't like The Rock, really. Let's just make him president.
Oh, he's so nice, though.
He's very nice.
But also, someone who actually has been involved in law/politics would be good.
That's true.
But...
You mean unlike a reality TV star?
Yeah.
Yeah. Precisely.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just spitballing on people who could be president.
Mm-hmm. Give us some choices, Brady.
John Legend. No, probably not. Chrissy Teigen. Make her president. She's hilarious.
I mean, you got to remember that Ronald Reagan got his start.
That's true.
But the thing is, he didn't just transition immediately from film star to... He actually was, the governor of California?
Yeah.
He was in politics and had some understanding.
Everyone should watch the Drunk History about Reagan. Really, there's a Drunk History episode about Ronald Reagan.
I don't watch Drunk History.
I'm not familiar at all with Drunk History.
What are you talking about? You're not familiar. You know what it is?
No.
It's a comedy show.
Okay.
Literally dying. Are you dead serious? You don't know Drunk History? Oh my God. It started as Funny or Die. And it became... Okay, so basically they get... I'll be quick. It's mostly like PhD students, whatever. And they're talking about whatever they've written their thesis on, essentially. Except they're drunk. So they're retelling a certain historical event drunk, and then they get actors to mouth, to act it out and mouth what's happening.
Hmm.
It's amazing, and you should at least try it. You gotta watch it.
Okay.
And everybody's in it. Everybody funny's in it. It's so good.
Funny, wait.
It's called Drunk History. Okay. They're all on Netflix now, I think.
Okay.
It's not on Comedy Central, but they're, all on Netflix.
I'll look for it on
it's
Netflix.
I'm serious. And they're short. They're
all I know is Billy Eichner, Funny or Die. And I saw The Road to the Landlady.
Brayden, what is happening? No, just watch it. Just Drunk History. And they're segmented, like I said. You can watch it. They're, 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's too good. And you learn stuff. I've learned stuff.
Okay.
I've learned a lot.
Wow.
It's so good.
Very enlightening.
Serious.
Okay. Jeez, why are we being, interrogated here?
I just can't believe you've never heard of Drunk History.
Sorry, man.
I'm flummoxed.
Anyhow, I guess we just move on to... We only have a little mail this week. So the filmbudspodcast@gmail.com is the address that you can reach us, and on Twitter and Facebook as well. And also, since I guess Infinity War is such a huge movie, if you have things you want to correct us about, or you want to just send us your review or whatever, we'd love to hear from you with whatever you have to say. So please send it our way if you have any thoughts. But the only one we have this week... where is it? Sorry?
That's okay, Henry.
Oh, gosh darn.
Helena Bonham Carter officially got cast in The Crown, and I'm so ready.
Cool. So this one is from Timmy.
Timmy Chalamet?
Yeah.
We're going to pretend it's Timmy
Chalamet. It's very short, but it could be a good one. So it says, hi, y'all. What movie best defines your personality?
Oh, Lord.
or you as a person.
Lord have mercy.
It doesn't really have to be a favorite movie. It could just be, something that you think.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
Okay. I would totally agree. Yeah.
No. I don't know.
That's tough. I will say, the first one that comes to mind is probably, like, Amelie. But it's also on the forefront of my mind. But I think we have the same outlook on life.
I'd say Mike Wazowski in Monsters, Inc.
You can't pick a character from a movie.
Sure you can.
It has to be the whole film.
Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, it's a movie. Okay, really?
Sure.
Monsters, not Monsters. Monsters, University.
I literally make a joke out of everything. And just wander.
I must miss some of them. Yeah. Oh, we should just do them for each other.
95. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Brayden is national treasure.
National treasure.
You're Nick Cage.
I don't even see how. What?
You're Nick Cage.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see that. I'm failing to see that.
Wait, is Nick Cage the superhero?
No.
He was going to be Superman.
What's his name?
In a Tim Burton movie, though.
I'm not talking about Nicolas Cage. Isn't. Oh, Luke Cage.
Luke Cage.
Oh. Never mind. That's hard.
Hmm. Good question, Timmy.
Well, you didn't say we have to pick for each other.
No, it's more fun.
Yeah. I'm sure he won't mind.
Yeah.
Henry's Chicken Run.
Chicken Run.
Oh. That's fair.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's a good movie, though.
It is a good movie. They're making a sequel, Brayden.
Are they?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Is
Mel Gibson being the chicken again?
No, Brady is not allowed.
Okay.
I don't know.
What about?
I was just going to say anti-Semitic chickens.
Yeah. That's the name of it.
Anti-Semitic chickens.
Great show. What about for Braden, do you think?
What did I say?
National treasure?
Never mind.
Yeah,
I'm puzzled. I'm puzzled. I don't know how.
That's probably not it. Maybe being John Malkovich or something.
Yeah, that I could see.
Yeah.
Somehow estranged from my own mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it should
not
be...
Not fully in control of my actions.
I feel like it should be really easy for me to think of one for you, but it's just not coming right now. Boy, oh boy.
You'd be like Lincoln.
Lincoln?
A wise... soothsayer. Tall.
Tall.
Man, you're tall.
Tall. Like,
you and Lincoln are identical.
I'm not any taller than you are.
Yeah, you are.
Well, you're both quite a bit taller than I, so.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I was supposed to be 5'8".
How tall are you?
5'5". It's a big difference.
Shame. That is a big difference.
Shame.
They stunted my growth.
How tall is Gemma?
5'2". Teeny. Hmm. Everyone thinks she's taller than me, though, but she's really small.
She does seem tall.
She wears heels a lot.
Oh, good point.
Like 6-inch heels, to quote Beyonce. Yeah, Brayden, you're lemonade.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm sure people would take issue with that.
Probably. You're like the antithesis of lemonade.
I am the anti-lemonade.
Yeah.
What would the anti-lemonade be?
Oh, God, I don't know. My brain's too fried to even think about that.
Something that you drink that's not sweet and pleasant and refreshing on a cool winter's or cool summer's hot summer's day. Cool on a hot summer's day. That's what I'm trying to say.
What would Brayden be? I don't know. That's a tough question. What's the question?
What best defines the personality?
Personality?
Yeah.
Gee willikers.
Toxic Avenger.
That Leave It to Beaver movie.
That Leave It to Beaver movie? There was no Leave It to Beaver movie.
Yeah, there was.
When was that?
In like the, maybe like 2000-ish.
You're Tank Girl, Brayden.
I'm Tank Girl.
I don't know what that is.
It's awesome. Lori Petty. Naomi Watts is in it.
Yeah.
She plays Jet Girl.
Cool little 90s movie.
Jet Girl? I think it's Jet Girl.
Yeah, something like that.
Ice-T is in it.
Okay.
He plays a human kangaroo hybrid.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, dead serious.
Can't believe I missed that.
Go watch it.
I probably won't. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
It's actually not.
It's not. Creepy. I mean, it's pretty goofy. Like
Malcolm McDowell's in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's in everything.
He plays the bad guy, of course.
Of course. Henry's like every coming of age movie. Like Kings of Summer or something.
I can see that. Kings of Summer, that's a good one.
I haven't seen that one.
We'll go with Kings of Summer for you, pal.
But you should watch that. It.
Right?
It needs to be a movie that I've seen, though.
No, then watch it.
What's another one that I could be like, oh, okay.
I don't know, I just picked the perfect one, so I can't say anything else now.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
You're set in stone.
Kings of Summer is good. It's not quite as serious as The Way, Way Back, but...
Yeah, they came out the same summer, though.
They did, yeah. Kings of Summer was good. Way, Way Back I liked a little better, but Kings of Summer was good. Yeah, Kings of Summer was excellent still.
Could I be Sam Rockwell in The Way, Way Back?
No.
No.
Damn.
No.
So close. Fair enough, though.
See, I couldn't pick one for you, Chloe, because I don't know... I'm not familiar with all the films that you know well that would better define you and your personality. So I'm trying to think of one that would be...
Don't you like Luna from Harry Potter?
I literally hate Luna Lovegood. She's my least favorite character,
Henry. Really? Why?
She's a tool. She's annoying. She's very self-involved, she's kind of very unhelpful. Her dad sucks.
That's not her fault. Jeez.
I'm not a fan.
I found her kind of endearing.
Oh, she's annoying. Ugh,
what about Cho Chang?
I like Cho better than I like Luna. They're best friends, though. Makes sense I wouldn't like either of them.
Oh, that girl?
Yeah.
Looks a little like, actually, now I think about it, looks a little Cho Chang-y. I'll edit that up.
Okay.
Anyhow.
He won't. Brayden's so out of the loop. It's okay. Yeah, I don't know what mine would be either.
I'm trying to think of one, and there's nothing coming to, just like popping into my head that I go.
Well, think on it. Yeah. Well, we said a few. Maybe we can save it for next week.
I mean, I could say Lady Bird, but that's like so obvious.
I'm not like Lady Bird though.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
I'm a mature human. I've never been like Lady Bird.
Okay.
Cool.
I really haven't. I'm not whiny. It's true. It's still a good movie.
Yeah.
I'm more like her friend, except I'm not like her either. Anyway.
great comparison. Great comparison. Yeah.
I don't know what mine would
be. Yeah, maybe we can think about that one, Timmy, and we'll get back to you next week. But we said a good few, so I think people would be satisfied.
Yeah. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, if you have one that you have listened to us and have one, send it.
Yeah.
Send it our way. We'd love to hear your answers.
Yeah.
You know? That'd be cool. Especially when if it was just like way off, like so, that'd be great. Or just like creepily spot on.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That'd be better.
Yeah. But yeah, so again, the filmbudspodcast@gmail.com is the address that you can reach us. So thanks for the emails or email this week.
Where's it from?
It was on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
It was tweeted.
Yeah, tweeted. So yeah, I guess we can just do our picks of the week, but which I feel like we're super shorter than we usually are, but the only thing I have is
we started at
3:40.
No, we started at 4, so we're only an hour and a half in.
We started at 4?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks to Brayden over here.
I got stuff to do.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I mean, I was trying to eye on it. It was actually really stupid today. I was ready to leave, but I was sitting around waiting for one of the projectors to finish doing something. I couldn't leave it how it was.
You gotta wait for it to
finish. I had to wait. And yeah, I seriously did. Which was really frustrating because normally what I was asking the projector to do normally only takes 30 to 40 minutes. Hmm. And for some reason, this one particular time, it took something like 3-something hours.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
I don't understand.
Hashtag why. What, Henry?
Projector life.
Projector life.
Terrible.
Yeah.
At least they projecting. It's a double entendre.
Damn, that would have been good.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. I'll go back and re-edit my...
Yeah. Yeah.
To make yourself sound smarter.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's a dirty play. You make us sound like morons and you make yourself sound smarter.
Just cut out every other word you say.
No, Brayden really speaks like that. He's barely...
Brayden was having an off day today. You know? So. Lord. Chill out.
She's waving at us.
So I think the only thing I have is... Oh, I caught... because it was on. I watched The Week Of, the new Netflix movie with Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah, Chris Rock?
Yeah. And, like, there are certain parts that are absolutely hilarious, but there are certain sections that are, like, just so cheaply done and unfunny that it, like... And the weird thing about this movie I feel like maybe Netflix just doesn't care about or notice is the pacing. It's only about an hour. No, it's 2 hours, actually. But it's, like, super quick. Like, there's no establishing shots. It's just bam, 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 joke, 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 joke for, like, 2 hours straight. And there are times where it's just exhausting. But there are – Adam Sandler's very good, and Chris Rock is good for the parts that he's in. Nothing amazing, but probably at least marginally better than things like The Ridiculous Six and
Well, The Ridiculous Six was awful.
Yeah. I haven't seen The Do-Over or Sandy Wexler, but –
The Do-Over? What's this, The Do-Over?
It's an action movie.
Yeah. Kevin James.
Click?
Yes. So I like...
My cousin was in Click.
Yeah, but I mean, I like Adam Sandler. I always try and give him the benefit of the doubt. And this one is kind of shows he's trying, at least. But it's just... There's so much of it feels so cheaply put together. And again, the pacing is just
So many of those Adam Sandler films... The ones that he's putting out through his exclusive deal with Netflix just feel so
awful. Like the production.
I mean, the Noah Baumbach at least felt
technical stuff. It's just
professional. Wasn't my favorite film. I'm not a big Noah Baumbach fan, but
it's a film. Like, whereas these,
it felt like a real film.
Who's the new Netflix person? It's also random. No. Hmm? Okay, we'll figure it out.
But the production design and everything about it, the direction, it just feels like it's just a Lifetime TV movie or something.
Yeah, you know? I mean, that's the impression I got watching Ridiculous 6, which is just a horrendously bad film, but then the really low production values on top of that just made it feel even.
Oh, and one thing, Steve Buscemi is in this as well.
Okay.
Well, he's in damn near every freaking Adam Sandler film that's ever come out.
But he's very good. And so there are certain stretches where maybe it was just right time, right place, but are hilarious.
I don't understand that. John Turturro and Steve Buscemi popping up in like every Adam Sandler film. What's that about? I mean, the both of them who are actually experienced, quality, excellent actors.
I think Adam Sandler's a good actor.
Yeah, I think he should just needs to have the right material, you know, or he needs to care. Lots of times, at least recently,
I haven't seen him in Punch Drunk. I did like him in the one, what was that he did with Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen?
Yeah, he's a comedian and Seth Rogen writes for him.
Jed Apatow. Funny People.
Funny People, thank you.
Yeah.
That's actually, I kind of liked him in that one. That was actually not half bad.
I did love him in...
I haven't seen Punch Drunk Love. I haven't seen Spanglish.
He's fantastic in Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah, he was. I hated the one about social media.
Your kids and your friends and friends.
Friends and men and women and friends and...
Timmy Chalamet's in that.
Is he?
The Jason Reitman film.
Yeah.
Timothy, talk about weird casting, no offense to Timothy Chalamet, but he plays like the star football player.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that.
Maybe soccer, but not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not that. But still, the film, if you want to laugh and you just want to have something on in the background.
Tennis will be my guess.
Yeah, if you just want to have something on in the background, can definitely be entertaining. But that's on Netflix right now. Other than that, I haven't really been in the movie watching mood lately, so I haven't seen much. And I've just been doing, like, you know, the studying and all that. I've just kind of been not having much focus. So.
Well, for talking background comedy, I watched the Honeymoon special on Netflix with Natasha Leggero and Moshe, whatever.
All those people.
I just read his book. I should know his name.
Yeah.
Her husband, Natasha Leggero's husband.
Okay.
What's his name? Anyway, his book's really interesting. He's had a very weird life. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so the first half hour is her stand-up, second part is his stand-up, and then the third part's together. I think he's funnier just because he's less offensive. I'm not one for too much offense. But it's pretty entertaining, I must say. And I'm not really a stand-up person.
I'm not either.
Which I wish I was, because all my favorite comedians from, like, England have stand-up specials on.
On
like
Netflix.
James Lancaster and Catherine Ryan, who's Canadian.
Do you like John Mulaney?
Yeah, I like John Mulaney. You hear John Mulaney's Timothy Chalamet joke? It's become a thing.
That's one thing I'll say, which I don't think I've mentioned before, but I absolutely love Maria Bamford.
She's a crazy. She's a loco.
Yeah, she actually is bipolar.
Uh-oh, well, sorry.
Yikes.
Her TV show is funky.
Well, Lady Dynamite?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I like it. Is, I mean, the fact that, she's very sort of forthcoming about her mental disability. I don't know if you would call it disability.
I don't think so. Whatever that thing.
Mental illness.
Disorder.
Sorry. Mental illness.
Disorder.
Yeah, disorder. Yeah. Mental illness. Whatever you want to call
one
it.
One of those.
Anomaly. I don't know.
But anomaly. I think it's just anomaly. It's really funny and it's just charming. And I forget the actor, what the actor's name, but the fellow that plays her her manager.
Oh yeah.
He's really funny because he's just such a sad sack. But it's a funny show, and I just see. But she has a stand up special, which I saw, which was actually pretty funny. Big Baby.
Something like that.
Which is quite. I liked it. It was funny. Yeah. I enjoyed it. So
I couldn't quite get into her show.
Okay, well, it's not for everybody.
Anything else for you, Chloe?
Yeah, I watched. Like several weeks ago, but I kept forgetting. I watched the anniversary. Is it called The Anniversary on Netflix? With the guy who looks like Steve Harrington, Ben Schwartz. His name's Ben Schwartz. Yeah.
I don't know.
And then what's her name? I recommended the movie.
Drawing so many blanks here.
The week before, I recommended the movie she wrote. Oh, Noelle. Is her name Noelle Wells? I guess so. Anyway. So I watched her movie, Mr. Roosevelt, which I loved. And I said, okay, if I like that, I'll try this one. Not as good. It's still kind of entertaining, but not as good. And then I also watched... Crap, what else did I watch? Oh, I watched Call Me By Your Name with commentary, which was really funny because Michael Stuhlbarg is like the weirdest person ever.
He seems a little odd.
He's a freak. Literally, like, I was in it to, like, seriously watch it, right? Mm-hmm. And he starts, every time he talks, I'm like, what the? I gotta get out of here. He's so
is
weird.
Is it the content of what he says, or is his voice really both. Just sort of off-putting?
It's everything.
Well, I have the Blu-ray, maybe I'll try it.
Yeah, and by the way, he's, like, barely in the movie. Like, stop talking. It's so weird. He's so weird. Mm-hmm. Really, yeah. And then I just rewatched, like, all The Office, because I'm obsessed.
I've been rewatching The Office as well.
You can rewatch. It's like the show you can most frequently rewatch.
I know. It's fantastic. I love it.
I think Michael. I've come to a conclusion. I think Michael Scott low key has Asperger's. I think it was unintentional, but they accidentally gave him all the qualities of someone with Asperger's, and I just realized this. And you know how I usually complain about the what's that word?
Portrayal? Yeah.
Michael Scott.
There you go.
Wowza.
Yeah. Sure.
Look out, Freddie Highmore.
Brayden, anything for you? Or are you've just been watching the Chelsea.
So pretty much.
What are they playing at the Brayden, I know this is not the time or place, but has anyone... Are you still selling the movie posters? Is that still a thing?
Kind of.
/ can I reserve the Mr. Rogers one?
If you go by the theater, Brayden. It's unfair to people if you get me now because this is like a personal setting.
Oh my god.
You gotta do it in a business setting.
This is professional.
You gotta go to the theater.
Should I not have been writing off all the movies on my taxes?
Formal, professional, you know? Brayden's a professional.
Is it an option, Brayden?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm totally getting
Nobody's reserved it yet. You're welcome to go in and reserve it.
I'm reserving it. I'm obsessed with Mr. Rogers.
Cool.
He's my hero.
Okay.
So there's that. What else is playing at the Chelsea?
Well, that's not playing there right now. That's going to be a few weeks.
Oh, there's the movie about the couple with the Jews with Asperger's who fall in love, right?
Those New York Jews with Asperger's.
Yeah.
Change one?
Keep the Change. Keep the change.
Will really liked it, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
It's about young adults living in New York.
It's what I just said.
They happen to have autism and... Or one of them? Both of them.
I think they have Asperger's.
Hmm.
I didn't think Asperger's was a thing anymore. I thought they rolled Asperger's into it because it was considered such a sort of low-grade form of autism, and so it was just rolled into...
If you ask... Well, I guess it's a little divided, but I don't think Asperger's... I say it, which I shouldn't, because I don't actually believe it, but I don't think Asperger's should qualify as a type of autism. They're so different.
Okay.
But anyway...
I thought it was just rolled into autism as a larger...
I think it should unroll...
Okay.
Just roll right out of there.
All
right.
We'll save that for our psycho butt.
Yeah.
Or I guess it'd be psych.
But that is what that's about, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'd be. But I feel like I can't. I'm not going to go to a theater because in case I get mad at it, I would need to stop it. You know what I mean?
It's supposed to be really good, actually.
Yeah, we'll see. That is very specific. I first read it and I started portrayal, laughing out loud. And I said, "What is it?" And I told her, and she said, "Oh my gosh."
Well, the portrayal of autism is supposed to be more sincere, genuine than a lot of other films.
Okay,
which, are a lot of films that have portrayed autism, but this one is supposed to treat it in a more,
or Asperger's, depending on how you qualify.
But
what do you mean, apples and oranges?
No.
What else? What else? Are
okay. Playing?
Isle of Dogs, tonight's the last night for that. Okay. Yeah, we've had that for a month now.
My friend Daniel, who's on my soccer team, he has like two younger kids. Like an 11-year-old and I think like an 8-year-old. And they also, because he like loves Wes Anderson. And he asked me if it was like too nasty to, and I said, no, it's not violent, whatever.
No.
And none of them liked it. And he usually loves Wes Anderson.
Wow.
He says it's least favorite Wes Anderson movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Strange.
Right? A little strange.
Yeah.
My least favorite is Darjeeling.
I like Darjeeling Unlimited.
I like Darjeeling a lot.
I didn't say I dislike it.
In terms of his ranking his movies.
Yeah.
I like the Natalie Portman short because it has Natalie Portman.
Oh, yeah. That one, yeah.
Oh, wait.
The Hotel Chevalier?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, there's a short hotel company with that. With Jason Schwartzman in there. In a hotel.
Okay.
Yeah, being together.
Interesting. So we're playing Keep the Change, we're playing that, we're playing Foxtrot, which is an Israeli film. Movie.
Oh.
No, that's the war movie.
No.
Yeah,
we don't have any old people films.
Finding
right
Your
now,
Feet
actually
is about dancing,
that's
so I
gone
got confused.
Yeah,
dancing
that's gone
with weapons, yeah.
Yeah, he was dancing on the poster.
Well,
Foxtrot,
he is dancing with like an M16 or something.
Have you seen it?
No. I've heard it's quite good, but it's pretty grim.
Do you know the actual? I was going to ask if you know the actual tone, because the trailer was very confusing as far as
I know about it at Sundance.
The film is supposed to be pretty grim. Mm-hmm. It's sort of weird. Somebody said it was almost kind of like a Kafka story or weird magical realism type stuff.
I'm seeing it. Oh, my God. I'm seeing it.
There's
I'm
a guy,
so
I think his name is Michael Feldman or Jonathan Feldman, something like that, who's in the Israeli Defense Force, and he ends up, the IDF reports to his parents that he's been killed in action, but he hasn't, and then he is, and it's just all this misunderstanding, and somehow there's just like a flashback about him, and there's a van full of Palestinian kids, and one of them drops a beer can out the window, and he thinks it's an IED.
Wow.
And he ends up shooting this van up and killing all four of these Palestinian teenagers. And it's
a mess.
Yeah, it's
I'm
a very strange, grim sort of film. It's supposed to be quite good.
I
really actually want to see it. I haven't seen any of the flipping films at Chelsea for ages now.
Brandon, you got to take advantage of.
Well, yeah, everybody says that, but you spend 5-6 hours there a day.
That's fair.
The last thing you want to do is just watch a movie.
Be there again, yeah.
So
that's fair.
That's why Henry goes to Joe Van Gogh to study.
I mean, I saw Isle of Dogs.
That's the reason.
Well, yeah. I saw Isle of Dogs, but I wanted to see Death of Stalin, and I wanted to see Foxtrot, and we just had one that left recently that I wanted to see as well. What the hell was it? I can't keep track. Anyhow, we're opening Tully tomorrow.
Oh, I hate that poster. I hate looking at that poster.
Yeah, I mean, it's really grating on me as well.
It's just the most awful poster I've seen. It's Charlize Theron's face with a bunch of...
We're opening Tully and Lean on Pete.
Oh my God. Count me out of Lean on Pete. I've seen that trailer more times than I can deal with.
Is that the artist guy?
No, that's the one with
Leaning Into the Wind.
Oh.
That's Andy Goldsworthy film, which we do have right now.
Oh, Lean on Pete's the horse guy.
Yeah, Lean on Pete's the horse.
Lean on Pete's the horse. Steve Buscemi, Chloe 70.
He looks like little Chad Michael Murray.
Okay.
He also looks like this guy I went to high school with.
Okay. This is great for our listeners.
Everyone knows who Chad Michael Murray
is. Chelsea marketing. I don't doubt that. What an actor.
You hear... What is it? Oh, crap. Mindy Kaling's something I was really excited about. That
she's got in a Hulu show.
Yeah, but what is it? I was really excited. Oh, Four Weddings and a Funeral. Mindy Kaling is remaking Four Weddings and a Funeral for Hulu, and I'm so ready.
I'm obsessed totally with Mindy Kaling.
I'm obsessed with Mindy Kaling. Both of her books are the first one is better, but I like both. Obsessed with her. Who doesn't love Four Weddings and a Funeral? I prefer Death at a Funeral, obviously.
Don't even know why Mindy Kaling is famous.
Brayden, because she's
She's good in The Office.
My hero. She was the first female writer on The Office.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with her. She's smart.
She's good in The Office.
She's amazing in everything she does.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I don't understand. It's just...
I never watched The Office. I didn't care to watch The Office.
Oh, you gotta get into it, man.
What the heck? You've never seen The Office either?
No.
That's literally the television show of all time. It's like I Love Lucy and The Office.
He goes by his own trail.
He's a real national treasure.
Yeah.
of a guy.
Real Nick Cage.
He's the real Nicholas Cage.
So not Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I guess that about brings us to the end. Bit of a strange one. We've had this.
Yeah, this has been a bit meandering of an episode here.
But so next
Cooper's
week,
not here to talk for 12 hours straight.
Oh, I miss Cooper. shame on you.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. But yeah, we hope you come back, Cooper, if you're listening. Probably not, but...
He might. Apparently he got caught listening to his own episode in the car.
Yeah. Yo, he wanted to make sure he didn't sound like an idiot.
Narcissist much?
But, yeah, so next week, I guess the only thing that kind of big thing that's opening is Tully, so I guess we can...
Nope.
Yeah.
We'll find something else.
No, Tully, I mean, I'm
That's really, not big.
It's the only, in block, like, in terms of, that's the only thing I'm really wanting to see this week.
Well, I haven't checked what's coming out, but
I don't know what's coming out, but it's mostly garbage, I think.
Yeah, because summer's starting, and so...
And that's including Tully, but actually Tully's been getting pretty decent reviews.
I hated Young Adult.
Oh, I loved Young Adult.
I didn't see it.
Oh, it's good.
I didn't much care for Juno, so Young Adult sort of flew under my radar.
Juno's all right,
Young Adult's even worse than
actually,
Juno.
Actually did.
J.K. Simmons was really the only reason I liked Juno.
Yeah. I love Young Adult, and so I'm in for... And also Charlotte Stern.
Wait, who was it that played the mother in Juno?
Jennifer Garner.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But so I think Tully for this week... And then, because then after that, summer starts, and then, you know, we got a bunch of other things coming out, so.
And then we get all the summer garbage.
Yeah, this is kind of the lull between times.
It's a real October.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think that's about all we got for this week. As always, guys, thanks for doing it, and sorry that y'all listeners will be getting the episode late. We just, due to scheduling and things, we weren't able to record at our usual time that I posted on social media, so it's a little late, but hopefully it
I'm sure they'll get over it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Hopefully you'll get over it. As always, guys, thanks. Chloe, thank you.
Thank you. I'm trying to find an alternative.
No, it's okay. So I hope things start going more smoothly for you.
Thank you so much, Henry. Yeah, I lost the freaking camera app on my phone. How do you even do that?
I don't know. That seems odd.
I can't find... Look, it's literally gone.
It's Mark Zuckerberg. You know? He's taking over your camera.
Lordy.
Mark Zuckerberg rules the world.
Yeah. Brayden, you know, thanks.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm still offended that you guys called me Nick Cage.
Oh, well. Everybody's Chloe started with the National Treasure.
Yeah. Thing.
Brayden, because you're a National Treasure.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even get one, so.
Well, I'm trying to think of one.
We'll get Chloe's next week. We'll get Chloe's next week. Don't worry, listeners. Yeah. And we'll see you next week.
Great.
Ta-da. Just for wishes. And dreams that had never come true. The box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I'll go
looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time.
All right, should we get into some spoilers here?
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen Infinity War and you care about these things, turn it off right now. thanks for making it this long. So should we just list off everybody that dies? This was my issue. Of all the people, killing off someone like Vision, if they had like impaled Captain America or Iron Man.
Yeah, I was hoping one of the trifecta. Like, isn't that what they call them?
That's what would make this movie bold. Like,
be yeah,
like,
here. But then it wouldn't be an Avengers film. And I mean, if they're going
into... Well, then the one got stabbed. And I said,
going into the next Avengers film, right? See, Infinity Wars 2. They've got to return to the original cast of characters. And so it was an expedient to get them to pare all this stuff down to the original Avengers cast. Which I understand.
Is Jeremy Renner going to be in it?
The next one, yes.
Really?
That's all the scuttlebutt in the YouTube sphere now.
I'm just surprised he's so...
he's supposed to be making a return as a character by the name of Ronan.
What are we saying here, Brayden? What does that mean?
He's going to be Keanu Reeves.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Whoa.
I'm so confused. He's coming back as another, like, an all, like he gave up super... He's like Mr. Incredible?
No, he's still a superhero as much as.
But now he's just called Ronan.
Yeah, he changes his superhero persona changes and he's more like dark, angry, and he uses swords or something. I don't know.
And he changes name.
He goes from Hawkeye to Ronan.
Oh my God! What?
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm never gonna understand. It's just being stupid.
That's all speculation. I mean, granted, this is several years down the road. This is all speculation that people. But I think
they already made it. They're making it. They made it. They did back to back. They did some Back to the Future kind of stuff with the movie.
They got a DeLorean and...
No, they made them back to back, the movies.
Okay.
Jeremy Renner can totally pull off eyeliner. Yeah. Okay. Remember he was in The Immigrant? So if Ronan's dark, he can pull off that eyeliner. I'm here for it. I like it.
I can't wait.
Yeah. I'm excited now.
I love Jeremy Renner. I don't know why.
Oh yeah, I love Jeremy Renner too. Yeah. But I mean, I do know why. Mostly Hurt Locker
and Wind True. River.
Wind River.
So good.
I mean, The Immigrant. Yeah. Even though he was barely in.
Oh, he was really good in it though. You just wanted to give him a hug. Oh my God. Ugh. Yeah, I really like him.
Yeah, but I forgot what I was gonna say.
They're talking about all the dead people and how it was not impactful. And again,
this movie. In some ways could be fine in how they do it, but again, it's Marvel being so premeditated about, because like Chris Evans made a point of saying, and yep, I'm done with Avengers with Marvel after Avengers 4. So it's like going into this, like, oh, so I guess he's not going to be
die.
He's not going to die. He's fine. And so it's like, I won't really get invested in him. And then both all these other people like Vision, who again is so...
Nobody cares.
Yeah, I mean, people like Vision, fine, but it's like,
he's not one of the original.
And then they killed T'Challa.
And then Black Panther.
That was all I cared about.
Homecoming. They're all coming back for the most part.
Yeah.
I just wish they wouldn't announce all these things. It's like with the same thing with Batman v Superman and Justice League. If they hadn't had that stupid... dirt rising off the coffin when Superman dies and and they had kept him out of all of the marketing for Justice League.
Cool.
And then you're like, oh my God, I can't even imagine Superman being gone from this world. And then he comes back, you're like, oh, I'm so happy he's actually here. But again, that's all like feels so financial. Like,
they're hoisted on their own petard.
We're going to lose audiences because like, why would I go see a movie without Superman in it? A Justice League, you know, and it's the same thing with this. It's like, we can't kill off Captain America because then we lose $500 million.
Yeah, he's really everybody's favorite.
He's
my favorite, I think. But it feels like it's just so conservative in how it's going about picking who dies, who doesn't.
Yeah, it was...
Well, I think the whole point to this was just, again, to pare it down to the original Avengers cast. And I think in the next film, this one is just set up. This one, I mean, there's no real way to put it other than, and I know that. And I went in and I watched it and I said, oh, okay, this is set up for the next film.
That's actually one of my favorites one.
Yeah, they're good, the last two.
But I think the next film is when we're really going to get some knockdown
scenes. But I already spent 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Because we know, okay, well, Chris Evans said he's done with Marvel after
4. He said that 1,000 times, Chris Evans. He keeps trying to get out of the game.
That doesn't mean that he dies. It just means that he's not going to return as a primary, as you know, the Captain America. Maybe somebody else steps into that Captain America role.
Steve Rogers.
Everybody was saying that Sebastian Stan, Bucky Buchanan, is supposed to come back and perhaps be... You know, I mean, again, this is all speculation, scuttlebutt, you know, wildly inaccurate theories about what's going to happen in the MCU. But just because Chris Evans steps aside doesn't mean that his character, that Steve Rogers, is
dead. It's a real Doctor Who thing.
But
sure,
I thought Sebastian Stan was the bad guy. We've been over this.
He wasn't. He was good.
Well, I mean, he originally started as a good guy, and then he was brainwashed by Hydra to turn bad.
By Hydra?
Yeah.
It's this whole Hydra. Like the...
Whatever.
This whole thing. Hydra.
What, like the snake that grows multiple heads?
It was a Greek mythology. Hercules killed it.
Is that the same Hydra? Or it's no. No, 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 no. Superheroes are named after random crap. Like
Hydra was the name of an organization, an evil spy organization.
Nazi-esque.
Actually, they preceded, if you know your MCU mythos.
They preceded?
They actually preceded.
Wow.
The Nazis. So it wasn't actually just straight out of Red Skull and the Nazis. Who Red Skull. Red Skull
Dark
and
Maul?
Infinity Wars.
Darth Maul?
Don't even get us started on Red Skull.
Darth Maul?
Darth Maul?
Yes.
Okay.
That was, yes.
I'm so confused. Yeah. I don't understand. Like, okay, I gotta get back to my thing that Henry said I should bring up, but I think it's a setup because I might sound stupid here.
What are you talking about?
The whole motivation for Josh Brolin, what's his name, Thanos, I just didn't get. If he controls the whole universe, just make some more resources. Right? Right? If he can control life and death, is that limited to humans?
Chloe, this guy's an evil weirdo.
But he's not, though. He wants to...
Chloe, if you had the glove and all the stones...
If I had the glove, all would be happy.
Yeah, you would create life, you know?
Yeah.
But Thanos...
I don't know.
Josh Brolin ain't concerned with that.
But I thought that was his whole thing.
I mean, it's one of those things. If you want to get into actual physics, you can't create matter. You can only...
Repurpose, though. He can pull it out from other places.
And then where are you
going to
pull it out from?
Other times. Maybe he can go through all times and all versions of reality.
Maybe we'll get a Thanos spinoff and we'll see him farming.
My head hurt. Yeah.
Maybe he can't. The Infinity Gauntlet doesn't allow him to make stuff. Maybe he can only just... destroy things.
Look,
I don't know.
Maybe
Brayden,
it'll be
listen
Robin
to me.
Style. He'll just
listen
be farming, doing things.
If he can bring people back to life or whatever, which is
what does
it
do
says
that?
It in the comics. I read it on Wikipedia.
Well, that's
if
in
he
the
can
comics.
Do that,
this is not the comics.
Then he can bring plants to life and he can just
comics.
Swap them back and forth really fast like an atom, so it's there all the time.
The whole reason he did all this, he wiped out half the universe in the comics, was so he could meet Lady Death.
Yeah, that's way cooler. I like that a lot better.
I don't know. Kind of strikes me as sappy.
Yeah.
No, it's stupid, but at least it makes sense. Because they're so stupid. As opposed to this, where you can, like I said, you can troubleshoot quite a bit before you get to killing half the population.
You can...
Samuel L. Jackson.
Sticks and stones.
But, boy, oh boy.
Anyways.
But I liked that. Is Cate Blanchett death? I don't know anything. Right? Is that who Thanos would have been after?
No. She played Lady Death as somebody else. He was, Cate Blanchett was Helya, Thor's older sister, who is like crazy.
Yeah.
Well, Helya is actually a figure from Norse mythology.
Mm-hmm. He's laughing at the
name. I know. I
he
feel
inserted
like,
a comma there.
I feel like we're at a Tolkien mythology Stephen Colbert and Franco, reading one of his novels, it's all these. Which not in a bad way.
So in the comic books, his motivation is he's like obsessed with death. Lady Death, who comes in different ways, and he's just trying to get her attention, which is why he kills all the people, which I think at least makes more sense.
Me too.
Because it's so unconfounded, it's not even worth debating. You know what I mean?
Well, it just seems like such a patently ludicrous, plus then you'd have to introduce Lady Death. Who the hell is Lady Death?
I'm confused.
Why is he trying to get her attention? Who cares?
Because he likes her. People do weird stuff
for love. Let's get a romance with Thanos.
Yeah. I also don't understand why he had... The whole adoptive children thing really threw me for a loop. It was very confusing.
Yeah.
I think they just should have not said adopted. I think he was, like, child soldiering them.
That was a little strange. And you don't even really see where Karen Gillan, where Nebula comes into the whole thing. Because you see, oh, here's Gamora, and he kills off half of Gamora's population.
And I learned in the comic books, Nebula takes the gauntlet.
Do you go digital? Digital comic?
Yeah.
Nice. I would say the only character that I really felt like had an impact was Gamora when she died.
Yeah.
I felt like some like Vision or who are the other ones that are dead?
Scarlet Witch.
Well, I guess Loki, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Idris.
Not when...
Sorely will...
Idris people do better things.
Well, people that were killed individually rather than dying as a result of Thanos completing the Infinity Gauntlet. But Loki... Gone. No, well, Spider-Man died as a result of the
Infinity Gauntlet. Oh, you're saying individual ones?
Like...
Dead.
Loki, dead. Vision, Idris. Dead. Heimdall, dead.
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah, Gamora, dead.
Is that it? Heavy stuff.
Is that it?
Yeah, see, again, it's like... And everyone else...
Are they done with Guardians of the Galaxy?
No. They're doing a third one.
But she's not going to be in it?
Maybe. We don't know.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dang. Little baby Gamora's going to be in it. Dun, it's going to be weird.
That's going to be strange.
Yeah.
Groot's going to carry the child.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Groot has a spontaneous sex change.
Yeah. Groot's dead, too.
Guardians 3 is going to become like a multi-generational family drama.
That's my point.
Groot can be either one. He's a tree.
Groot is asexual.
Well... I don't know.
He isn't no left from right, you know. He's
a tree.
But
they all get turned into children. Guardians of the Galaxy, baby Groot.
I'd watch that.
Baby Gamora.
Baby Chris.
Baby Rocket.
Yeah, baby Rocket. Is that Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
The raccoon. The rabbit.
Yeah. Also kind of switching over, but in terms of having all these characters again. Fine, they did it fine, but a lot of times I felt like everyone is just battling for screen time, you know, and not sometimes it was like, okay, everyone's here, blah blah blah, but then sometimes it would just like cut so quick, like, here, we need to have this person in there for 5 minutes, so like, yep, he's been in there, and then just change over.
So is Doctor Strange not a superhero anymore?
They probably did the best
anymore?
They could, but
did he lose his powers?
What's up?
No, he can't lose his
What's
powers,
his name?
Really.
Is that his name? Who? Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Doctor Strange, yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I'm so confused. Stranger. I thought he was powered by that little stone he has in the thing.
No, that was an Infinity Stone, which is tremendously powerful, but no.
Isn't time his thing?
Yeah.
I think of all.
But that's not where he drew his powers from. He's a wizard. He's super, super smart.
Oh, he's an actual wizard?
He's an actual wizard. It's not like, oh, I got a stone stuck in my chest and I'm with... No, he's
like
a wizard because he studied really hard. You should watch the Doctor Strange movie.
Would I like it?
Chloe, if you study really hard, you'll become Doc Strange. Female version.
Dr. Strauss.
Correct. Dr. Strauss.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm going to be the only not Dr. Strauss in my whole family.
Gotta rebel.
Like, ever. Yeah.
I am not a doctor.
Yeah.
Chloe, we should do a...
I'm of a companion. Someone got that joke. You got that joke?
I got that joke.
Thank you.
We should do a live audio commentary of one of
Lemonade?
The
Lemonade?
They do have a female doctor now.
We should do a...
Jodie Whittaker. I'm obsessed with her.
Okay.
I'm so ready, Brayden.
Of a like live video of us watching a Marvel movie.
We should. You'd get the views if you put it on the YouTube.
Downloads.
On the YouTubes.
No, you got...
No, in the interwebs. No, it'd be audio commentary. People could watch... Could go on Netflix, watch Doctor Strange, then turn on our commentary.
Okay.
You know?
That sounds comp. No, I do that a lot. Yeah, okay, I'm down. I'll do it, Henry.
Thank you.
Let's do it.
Right now, we'll just turn it off.
Let's go do now. Chop, chop.
Yeah. Or you can show clips and then us talking on the YouTube.
Yeah. But then we gotta, like, I gotta.
I don't want people seeing me.
Why?
I'm so thoroughly not photogenic.
Oh, Cooper called you handsome last week, Brandon.
We gotta get a camera. Gotta get all this stuff.
I have a camera.
Or maybe we could just Steven Soderbergh an iPhone.
I have like three cameras.
Okay.
I got that Black Magic camera.
We'll figure it out.
Black Magic camera.
Yeah.
Also, I don't look good in photos and stuff, so.
Okay. Priorities are very wrong with you two. I don't either. You can really see the gap in my tooth. That doesn't exist in real life. It really sticks out. You see it?
Sure.
It's not really a gap. It's like a quarter of a centimeter. But in pictures, it really shows.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways. I avoid
pictures.
Yeah.
Really?
I show up as a blinding white spot.
Hmm.
A blinding white spot with two little red eyes.
Well, any other spoiler stuff that you want to mention, Braid?
It's kind of like a rabbit.
I just rewatched one of my favorite movies of all time, Harvey.
Oh, Harvey.
Love Harvey. Gemma was in a high school performance of Harvey.
There was a movie of that? It.
Yeah, with
of course with Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, okay.
And she killed it. She played his sister. She got a standing O every night.
Who, Jim?
Gemma, yeah. She's a great actress.
Good for you, Gemma. Hope you're safe.
People don't know that about her. That's her number one. She's a great actress.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see her in a
Me too.
Play.
I know. You can watch The Irreverent that we made.
Oh, Irreverent. Yeah.
Yeah. That should be a bonus. You can watch Chloe and Gemma.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's 45 minutes. It's not a joke. Our next one.
Blu-ray of that?
I don't know
what that means.
Did you shoot it on your iPhone?
I just said I have real cameras.
I feel like the three of us are having completely different conversations with each other. We're all just saying random
it's
things.
It's like the Age of Ultron.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or whatever. What's this one? Infinity War. I kept typing in Age of Ultron, and I said, oh, wow, I can watch on Amazon for $2? No, wrong movie.
No, wrong one. That's the second one.
Yeah. First one, right?
Second one.
One.
The Avengers is just the Avengers.
Oh, yes. I've never even seen Age of Ultron then.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Who's the bad guy? Is it Loki again? It's
James Spader.
No, it's not James Spader.
Yeah, it is.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh. So I have this thing where the Blacklist is for old people.
I love the Blacklist.
Well, what can I tell you?
Then again, you guys probably consider me old. So
no, I don't.
That's okay.
No. Some of my best friends are your age and you, Brandon. You're fine.
Brandon, you don't look a day over 25.
I don't look a day over 5. But no, okay, so there's a thing where the Blacklist is for old people, but some show, like, made me think that, like, it brainwashed me, and I don't know what show it is. So, like, double accomplished this mission.
You know,
if anyone knows, because I've been trying to think of it for literally years, what made me think the Blacklist was for old people. So if anyone out there knows, please write in, because I'm dying to know what show it was.
I heard something about that, too. Like, somebody
like you don't
referred
know what it was,
it as,
right?
Well, I mean, for the longest time, the running joke was NCIS is for old people. Before that, it was JAG.
Yeah.
No, before that, it was Matlock.
Okay.
I mean, there's like always Matlock. The old person show.
Right. And that's the Blacklist. But I don't know who planted that seed in my brain.
I don't get either, because, I mean, James Spader is an older character.
I know,
but
my dad always tells me it's good. The girl's really the main character, blah, blah, blah.
Megan Boone is, she's young. She's, what, in her 30s? It's not as though, I don't know. I don't get that it's an older person show. I think I like it. Apparently its ratings are going down the crapper, but
oh no. It's been on for about 20 years.
No, it's only got 5 seasons. It's
really?
Yeah, its 5th season is just winding down.
Well, that's about a quarter of my life, to be fair.
Yeah,
so.
The new Robin Hood trailer with Taron Egerton.
and Jamie Foxx, right?
Is he in that?
Is he not in it? Oh god.
I don't know.
Taron Egerton's killing it. He's also playing Elton John.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did we end the spoiler thing a while ago, I guess? You can edit it.
Are we still doing the spoiler thing?
Well, here.
I think we kind of lost track.
Want me to, probably move on then.
Move.
All right. There you go. Spoilers. Spoilers done.
Then the end of the show.